Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Chui on the Cosmic Code Radio Show.
And Trania.
My beautiful wife, Trania. Tonight, February the 6th, energy is quite active. In fact, it looks like if the Cosmic Code is a little bit upset, because if you look at my quatrain and the prediction that I made for February 7, 8, and 9, we can already see this Uranic window being active. We had a series of very large earthquakes. I think the top one was 8.0 that led, of course, to a tsunami. This is definitely within the realm of the quatrain that I wrote to be prepared for large earthquake. And again, a lot of people are saying, you know what, a dark material earthquake happen every day. No. They do happen every day, don't get me wrong. But in reference to my work, when I said February 7, 8, and 9 to be ready for large earthquake, they will be above 6.0. And again, the 8.0 is very, very unusual and within the realm of the window. And that's why it actually brought up a tsunami. And if I recall, on the Church of Mabuse radio show on Jeffrey Pritchett, I actually gave those dates right at the beginning of the show. So I know many of you are cosmic coder that are listening. So they probably have read my, you probably have read my newsletters. You probably have double checked. But as always, we do have new listeners here that don't know Dr. Turing and wonder, about my methodology, which is directly related, of course, to Nostradamus, knowing that I use quatrains and very obvious keywords. And I want to thank Lisa Barreta. She posted on the Facebook page, on my Facebook page, she posted that super volcano alert at Plegrane Field of Naples in Italy. And she mentioned, yes, you were right, Dr. Chiria, about the date given in early February. So the keywords also, of course, mentioned volcano, nukes, the blackouts, shocking type of energy that we are experiencing. And this blackout is a very serious omen that tells you you got to pay attention to the cosmic codes or pay the price. So I don't want to kind of repeat more or less what the newsletter is all about. If you're a VIP, that's why I spend my life writing for you, to help you raise your cosmic consciousness.
Especially really down in Asia, not many people down there have a lot of information on your good insight, but I received several emails from a client, fellow client of ours who lives in that area, and he even says how dead on you were again this week. They're having them constantly in the Singapore area.
Oh, yeah. These people have been with us for years, so confirming the values of my work is a blessing on its own, because it shows that even though that we are a minority, a non-existing minority, listening to the show and reading my newsletters, it goes by the thousand, but it's still a minority in the scheme of the real mathematics involving billions of people on this earth. So there's quite a lot of work to do to reach those people in educating them on the cosmic code rules.
And Asia is an Aquarius country also anyway, so.
Yeah, so anything that that is on the ring of fire is regulated by the world of Aquarius and Uranus, which is a sudden release of energy that produces these large earthquakes. And again, as you know, I do have my blacklist. The cream of the cream, the top of the top scientists involved in geology, NASA students, psychiatrists, psychologists, member of the government, FBI agent, name it. And those people, so far did not move. They constantly get the facts on their face. They're scratching their big, educated, empty head, wondering how I do that. They still would not either recognize the values or even help me, which make it worse. Because, as I said, if the scientific community were to work with me, I could follow the fault activity. And because the timing is unarguable, I've done that for years. I don't even have to say anything anymore. As you know, I did send certified mail to the U.S. Geology in California, NASA, giving exact data of earthquake well above normal days before. That's all dated, printed, published. And again, I'm not gloating here, but that's the only thing I have to prove my views, to prove my values. And if science would pay attention and work with me, we would make a lot of progress. But hey, nope, it's not going to be this way. I am not a geologist. I don't have the education. Doesn't mean I'm less smarter. In fact, I'm smarter than them all combined, but they would never accept this fact. So yes. That's where we are.
And no one likes to be exposed for who they really are.
No.
We're living in such a tainted world. Gotta say, you know, got so much going on right now, especially in New York City. The violent groups of teens, all these businesses they're leaving them in ruins practically. What's up with this?
Well, basically, since August 2nd, 2012, the Scorpius Dragon is activating the Death Wish generation, the gang generation, and all those kids that were born with Pluto and Scorpio, which are about this age, are losing it. They are robots of the stars. They have no cosmic consciousness. Parents, teachers, mental helpers, God knows what. Nobody is able to correct those kids' emotional nature, destructive, plutonic nature. And this is why I wrote on my prediction page number one, the Death Wish generation will become deadly, and even I wrote totally out of hand. And I start to collect all this information that was posted there quite a while ago. So this is nothing else than another proof of the Scorpius Dragon interacting with the psyche of those kids, which haven't been trained to recognize the power they were born in. And this is why, again, in reference to Connecticut massacre, the scientists, the parents, the educational field, all the experts have no clue. And you could see the results constantly ending up on CNN with drama, with murders, with the kids going completely out of order. And here I am, asking these people, if you've got some donation to do, building more churches, more sports buildings, and more jail is not the way to go. And adding more security, taking guns away, or putting guns and more security in our college university, it ain't gonna be working. It will never work. What needs to be done is to realize what you're watching is the end result of the stupidity of the adults. So when stupidity reigns at the top, we're talking about the top of all the government agencies, the educational system, the scientific community, when ignorance, cosmic ignorance, reign at the top, what do you expect at the bottom line, which are our children? So what you're looking at is the result of this humongous ignorance involving the cosmic code jurisdiction, how God speaks to his children through his celestial rules, which have been cast aside, which have been ignored, which have been ridiculed in the name of the Illuminati, in the name of abuse. So when you look at it in retrospective, the humanity spirit has been hijacked. Been hijacked into ridiculous, dogmatic, non-productive religious doctrines which do nothing but to create more problems.
And, New York City is, in charge of it all. If anything goes wrong, if anything goes wrong there, it's kind of like lights out for us all. Why do you really think New York City happens to be the main place for all this drama right now?
Well, basically, New York, like Los Angeles, are Gemini cities, and the dragon is right in the sixth house. The sixth house is the house of work, is the house of health. It's an active house. It's not a subconscious house. So all those kids are walking around like robots, and the adults, again, are there doing the same. Nobody really understands the deep, mystical, subtle manifesto which is taking place, and all those kids are just robotically, neurotically acting out their stars. And it's just a terrible situation. And here I am with no voice in time of such an incredible need for spiritual regeneration. My good friend George Norrie kicked me out of Coast to Coast because, I mean, they cannot handle the truth. You got all my internet enemies, the religious lunatics, people who don't wanna, cannot handle the truth about my predictions of President Obama riding his dragon still, and probably going to end up paying the price, the ultimate price, when comes the time. All I'm doing every single day by harassing the FBI and the CIA offices, the Homeland Security, by hitting their website personally and using title assassination of the president to kill all the FBI agents, by doing reverse psychology, all I'm trying to do is to show them that they are under the jurisdiction of a Pluto, which is a planet who regulates the cops, the Secret Service, and of course the criminal element. But I'm so ahead of time, and it's only the people like you, the cosmic coder, who have been hanging around with me and my student, that I make sense. All the other people are just wondering, what the hell is this guy? What are you talking about, the dragon? And as I said in my newsletter, it's like trying to educate a fish in his watery world about another world, which is a physical world, which is taking place above his head, his tiny little brain, and that's where we are at. So all I can do is to keep writing, is to keep repeating myself, sounding redundant, because it seems to be one person at a time. That's just the way it is. But,
well, you know, there's always going to be, like, SOS windows. There's always going to be this dragon that's going to affect the world at large. Mm-hmm. And every year it's going to be, of course,
in
a different sign.
Yes, that's,
so how long do you think, again, before, after this Scorpius dragon passes and the Scorpio Death Wish generation passes, will it take again for this to come back and haunt us?
Well, you know, Let me turn the clock with you. Let me bring you back to the time where the dragon was in Sagittarius in Gemini, where I was on television simultaneously. Do you remember that, when my family visited us?
Yes, I remember.
And I said, and I had a translator, for me to end up in a Spanish television was kind of weird. So there is a message there. Mm-hmm. And this lady was translating all that I was saying about the immigration will change, the Mexico won't be the same. I was also giving the date for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, and that all was on television. But what I'm trying to tell you, remember those days, and if you look at the news right now,
yeah,
it's taking place right now,
yes,
with Obama signing up the new laws for the immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So it took 2 or 3 years for this dragon to materialize into his reality right now. So, but that was a dragon, Sagittarius Gemini, that well with pointers, that well with communication, with transportation. I also mentioned the full restructure of the post office. You heard what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Only today, the post office is now stopping serving on Saturday. So what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm so ahead of time, you need to give chances to Dr. Turing, to his predictions to materialize. But the fact of the matter, I am 3, 4, 5 years ahead of time. So, because this Scorpius dragon is so powerful, and because he hits the generation which are very vulnerable, his manifestation, his manifesto is literally omnipresent. It's right now, so to speak. But it still will be bringing its result, which would be dramatic if we don't, if you guys out there do not understand what I'm trying to do here and help me, you ain't going to be safe with your own kids at home. Those kids, they regenerate with drama, with death. They have no fear of death. They regenerate with sex. Look at this stupid little girl today, 16-year-old, okay? I sent the link. I mean, she was challenging the judge, for God's sake. Two or three times he had to call her back because she was fingering him or telling him to bugger off. You've watched the video, okay? Each time, so he finally, that stupidity landed that little girl, I think, for a month in jail and $10,000 fine. I mean, the judge is ridiculous. That is a stupid kid. Okay, why is it ridiculous? Where is she going to find the $10,000? Who is going to pay the price of her stupidity? Her parents.
Either her parents or a friend.
Yes.
A drug dealer. Or
what you should do is do like my dad did. Yeah. Kick my ass all the way to the moon. Okay, when you do something wrong, you need discipline. Not only discipline, but that little girl is a platonic, obviously. She's a platonic. Okay, she's got a big ego. She does not know she's a child to control her emotion, to control her ego. Nobody was there. So, and especially at puberty, she was 16 years old or something like that. This is when the monsters start to appear, which reinforce again my claim and my theory that the cosmic code gets more powerful around puberty and right after puberty, depending on the amount of experience or stress or problems or drugs involved, whether it be legal or illegal, now you're creating a monster. And that little girl is nothing else than a monster, the result of a parent, the result of the educational system, the result of religion, the result of the government, who are all totally cosmic unconscious, not allowing this little girl to control the deep-rooted emotions like Adam
Lanza. Well, at the same time, it kind of makes you think of like the actress Lindsay Lohan, because she's always jailbound or in court for some reason, and maybe some of this is sort of like mocking or wanting to be like that just for like 15 minutes of fame or attention.
No, I don't think she did that for fame. She was definitely acting a star. She was acting a UCI, a unique celestial identity.
Yeah.
She was just a robot, like anybody else. And
But you would think that she would know by doing that.
No.
It's going to get her in worse trouble.
No, because, I teach my students in the battle between emotions and logic, emotions always win and you always lose. And that's why it's so vital to educate our children on their UCI. Once they understand their unique celestial identity, and from the stars that they are prone to behave like Adam Lanza or that little twit in front of the judge, then you are giving an opportunity for that child to very early begin the process of controlling our stars.
Yeah.
That's, again, the result of the adult cosmic ignorance, not to mention the word stupidity, because people can handle the truth, and you cannot start to call people moron and stupid, even though that they are, they will not take it as is. So I added the word cosmic ignorance to be more decent, so that people don't take my work or my comment personally, which sad enough they do. But hey, that's how it is.
Especially when, you vibrate at such an energy the way that we do. And we become, definitely we become repellents towards the other people who just live off of, imaginations and fears. And, like the show we were watching last night, The Doomsday Preppers.
Oh, gosh.
It just makes you think, like, how can anybody reach our level when that's all that they're being fed each and every day? I mean,
there's
so many people in the world, and there's so much of that negativity and dysfunctional
fears.
Programs.
But, when you're programmed at a very early age to fear God, and if you don't do the right thing, you're going to go to hell, you're already creating a natural reaction to fear. And, it pains me that there is so many preppers over there, and all of them have too much time in their hand
and money.
And too much money also. Now, for God's sake, if there is a nuke that hit, what, you're going to get out of
your hole.
Oh, your hole.
And it's going to go to you.
Where is your common sense?
Yeah.
That's why Joanna and I, when we are looking at those programs, we're laughing our head off. This is amazing. I mean, worse for worse, I have a gun, I would not let my wife or I suffer, but I will do what I have to do to make sure my wife and I, we don't suffer if it comes to what it comes to be.
So, my question is, so what do you do when you have a kid whose parents are just so closed-minded and they don't care, but the kid has a little bit more common sense and who's more open-minded and they want to step outside the box?
We've seen it.
So what
well,
do you
the little
do?
Girl.
What do you do? How do you help those people?
You cannot help those people. You cannot help those kids because they are under the jurisdiction of their parents. Okay, if the parents are stupid, chances are the kids will be stupid unless the child is born with a much more advanced UCI.
How do you reach the parents?
You can't. You're trying to beat 20, 30 years of induced fears that it's impossible to retract. It's like trying to take any religious poison person out of the Bible. You got to go through personal experiences. You have to, for example, if you join Scientology and then you have the niece of one of the leader saying to
he was actually I think her father or her uncle
was saying to the world on CNN that the father is evil. Then that makes you think. But even though you could see that people are brainwashed, you have Mormonism, in Scientology are cults where you literally mesmerize, hypnotize, condition people. But you could see with some celebrities that have been entangled into Scientology because there is nothing else that were offered to them to allow them to think on a critical level. So they just follow what their friends are saying. So they, in the pack, they find security, they find comfort, because they all are at the same level. And in reference to what you were saying earlier, you and I, we vibrate so high, so much into the future, that the people that can really connect with us are going to be non-existent number. This is why it amazes me when I literally threw all my work for free for years all over the world, giving all sorts of information, and most of all, giving the truth on the gold plate, an opportunity for people to judge me and to realize that, well, man, this guy is actually putting the green where the mouth is. So that's a guy that says going to be an earthquake last week. They can do their homework, but they are not smart enough to go and do the homework and go back a week to listen to a show to see what I have said beforehand.
It's the timing.
The timing.
That's what it is. It's the timing that makes it so different.
What happened is when you are too ahead of time, we're detached. We're completely detached from reality, knowing that we are reality, but the people that do not vibrate our level are behind us, and we're trying to bring these people to grow up. And it's like a little child. The child doesn't want to go to school that because he's never been to that school before.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to go away from his mama because it's cold outside and he's going to be bullied, God knows what. So they're staying on their comfort zone. And it takes God knows what, a serious wake-up call or a lot of pain or personal drama for these people to wake up. It's like, for example, an innocent, beautiful little boy work at the shore with the priest. The next thing you know, he's getting screwed. And then for years he doesn't say nothing. And then finally he realizes what happened and start to sue the police. There's billions of stories like that. One of the reasons why many of these sexual predators join and wear the robe and, you know, pronounce themselves as, you know, the voice of God is because it can get to the kids' butts. And it's just a plutonic energy, and it's just the way it works.
Now, here's the thing, like, being at a level so high, cosmically advanced in wisdom and in knowledge where I'm at now, sometimes makes you think, like, what if you could go back to the way it was before in your mind, not knowing all this stuff, because you made it halfway through your life without knowing it. So would you say that it's okay for the people out there who are just living a normal, decent life, they're not doing any harm,
no,
but they're making it through every day, is it okay for them to be where they're at if they go through this life and never know anything about the cosmic code?
They are not ready. I mean, you know, they're going to take an airplane, they're going to go on a cruise, they're going to end up poisoned, they're going to end up dead, they're going to go to a sport event, they're going to go to a discotheque and 250 kids are going to die. I mean, you're talking about universal laws.
Yeah.
I mean, these people cannot avoid the laws created by man. They have to stop at a red light, they have to stop at a stop sign, they have to respect the DMV rules, they have to respect the RS rules, they have to respect the physical laws created by man. But because Dr. Turi was not there to teach them at the very early beginning, this does not mean the set of laws can be ignored. Because if you ignore those laws, you are going to be at the wrong time, at the wrong place, like, you know, you're going to ignore the red lights or the stop sign. You're going to pay the price of ignorance. This is why right now, science and the physical world has completely detached itself from the regulation of God, from the celestial rules, from the signs. They have detached themselves. They have forgotten the spirit. So you're talking about us fighting nearly 2,000 years involving the age of Pisces. We are breaching the age of Aquarius. You and I and all the people that are listening to us, mm-hmm. all the people that are born smart and curious with a higher UCI, we are breaching the age of fears, of ignorance, of religious poisoning. We are breaching of the age of hijacking the human spirit into religion and deception. But when you look at it, I am a Pisces, as mentioned it many, many times before. Okay, I'm swimming upstream towards the face and the truth of God. Now, you can swim downstream like Joel Osteen or Osama bin Laden. Both of them, like me, were a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like Einstein also, Michelangelo being a Pisces, or George Washington being also a Pisces. You could see the difference between the fate of these people and the fate of Joel Osteen or Osama bin Laden, who attract an enormous amount of morons, uneducated, God-fearing morons who don't know better. But you cannot go out there and start to call them morons.
Yeah. But what if they just can't make it to our level and they'll never understand the way we do, but they continue to live a decent, nice life?
Yeah,
they don't hurt anyone.
No.
Is it actually putting the belief and all that to make it happen?
No.
That causes it to happen, really?
Tarania, there is only two forces.
Positive, negative.
The physical world and spiritual world.
Exactly.
You cannot live without the other. It's like one, your right leg is the physical world and your left leg is the spiritual world.
Right.
Okay? You cannot go with one leg and expect to be in balance.
Right, exactly.
This is why God created the stars and the ovens, to be used as signs so that you may lead a safer, more productive life.
In belief of the higher being, that it consists of a multiverse of galaxies rather than just the universe. It goes beyond that.
Yeah, but again, because I've been at it since 1991, and I have millions of people that have read at least a few things or heard me, we are breaching the new age. We are bringing a new conception of God. This is huge. This is well, well, well above what any of our listeners or readers, a student or client, can even be remotely understanding. It's so big, it's so huge. And this is why it's so vital for every single of our soldier. These are the people that trust us, that work with us, that deal with us, to help us to pass on the word. You know, it is not a religion. What we do is far from being a religion, because it's a science. A religion, you just apply faith, and you read the Bible or the Quran or the Torah, and that's it. But at the end of the day, the Quran, the Torah, or the Bible will never tell you, don't do this or don't do that, don't go there, or give you some date in the future, very close future, and for earthquake, for tsunami, like I do. So right there, if you have a little bit of common sense, and if you are as dignified as a human being as you should be, then you have to realize that my work is priceless, and all those archaic books are just a waste of time. Okay, they are like old computers that need to be trashed, because it doesn't do anything but to amplify, multiply, maintains humanity's stupidity, and keep his spirit jailed.
This brings me exactly to what I wanted to say next, because what would you say to someone, okay, who's made it more than halfway through their life? Let's say someone in their mid-80s, mm-hmm. and they say, okay, Dr. Cherry, you know, I've made it all the way to this age, and I never knew none of that stuff.
Okay.
So what would you say to someone like that? That sort of brings me on to the latest newsletter you recently wrote, What Are Extraterrestrials? Where Do They Come From? ETs do not want us to repeat their error. So, like, when someone dies, they become trapped in time and space, basically enslaved to a higher advanced order, a higher technological order.
Well,
and they become like scientists almost,
exactly.
But even more advanced.
Okay, what I'm afraid of, again, is that this society and that is being built is made mostly of agnostic, atheists, scientists, skeptical, mm-hmm. which can only relate to the physical world. And then they're going to move into the world of extraterrestrial, which already been there. That's why you have ETs with a big, huge head and a very skinny body. Okay, all they do is mentally, is scientifically reasoned with. The physical body doesn't have much to do. The technology takes care of everything. So this will be a disaster for humanity to lose its spiritual credibility, its creativity, its sensitivity, its genius, because that's where it comes from. When you look at it, what is an agnostic, a skeptic has to offer? Nothing that they cannot perceive. So they will not challenge or try to breach the impossible or the incredible. So they give nothing, but they just act as a block to humanity's spiritual progression. This is the way I see it. Now, in answering your question, there are people that have been going through life forever not knowing anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those people happen to have a brilliant UCI, and by this I mean a very, very strong Jupiter, which is the planet of protection. Pluto is not in bad aspect to Saturn or Uranus, so these people are not prone to experience a violent death. Some of these people, like me, play in the trash. We eat in the dirt. We slept in mercury beds, painted beds. We were dirty. We were playing with dangerous air gun. And look at me. I'm 63 years old. I'm solid as a rock. I even got cancer because of the stupidity, eating too much fat in England for 15 years as a breakfast chef, messed up my gas. But I killed it, actually. Okay? In fact, 2 days ago? 2 days ago, I went for my checkup, and I'm waiting for the results. Find out if Dr. Cherry finally beat the cancer, but I already know it's gone. I already know from the bottom of my soul.
So then again, he's 63 going on 33, guys. I wanted to say, okay, so again, therefore you have it. It's about timing. It's also about placement. You say because the person to have made it through more than half of their life or even pretty close, it's all about having a strong, say, Jupiter. Now,
yeah,
But
Tiranya, you have to understand that the majority, the very large majority of the people that are signing up for the newsletter, that are reading my material, they are old.
Some of them.
No, the majority. I'd say three-quarter of the people that, if you look at the stats, the spectrums and the websites, because I check that all the time, the three-quarter of the people are in there. They are 45 and above. Very rarely.
That's not old.
No. But what I said, the people that take the course, they are not the kids.
Yeah.
You know, they are the people who have been through all their life and they never found the light. They never found the truth. They've been looking all their life to make sense what it is all about, what's going on here. So they landed on my work, and because they are not into hormonal battle, an emotional battle, stupid kids, egocentric little kids who wants to be famous or God knows what, they have more time to dig into the other side of the spectrum, which is the spiritual world. And this is why, as I said, the majority of these people are wise, they are old, they've been around, and that makes all sense.
So they're like repeating the same error that they did millions of years ago.
Well, they're not repeating the error this time. They're getting the light, so they're not repeating the error.
Yeah.
They were not ready for me, which means when you look at it, when the 99.09% of the people that are nowadays, when they grow up to 50 years old, that's where they'll be prone to look, to listen, and to learn and gather the supreme wisdom that I own, that you own, that my student owns. So that if I could leave another 100 years from now, all these people that are now busy with their stupid life, that are stuck into their little physical world, that are skeptical scientists studying and wanted to be something, they are so consumed, so full of themselves, they are not interested in the divine. They are not interested in the divine. So you have to give them time to grow. So if I was allowed to live another 100 years, I would get a hell of a lot of these people, but I would still have to battle other generation. But as we are moving into time, more and more people, because of the age of Pisces giving room to the age of Aquarius, these new generations are fitted to hear this type of teaching. That's why the younger generation are not responding to religion, regardless of the Pope being now on Twitter, trying to connect and give the option for gays and gypsies and lesbians to become priests. You know, all the people that he used to put on the stake now are allowed to join Christianity because they are losing ground and they need the money to survive. They are rat kind needs to maintain the poison. They need to keep hijacking the human spirit with fear and deception in order to survive. You know, the Vatican rent is quite expensive.
Oh. Yes, it is.
Anyway, so the idea is for all the people, the supreme minority, the non-existent minority that will have the will to listen to us all the way to the end of this show. These are the very extreme minority that have to help me.
So let's say they recognize it, yes? and they recognize it in their own way, how do they deal with it?
Well,
how do they deal each day with, say, when the moon is on their tail, and they're aware that the moon is on their tail, but, what are some of the things they can do to deal with that to get
well,
time
they
to
have
pass?
To investigate the energy like I did. For your information, as far as all the people helping me, you can see the tremendous amount of work I have to do to try to raise someone's cosmic consciousness. So I don't expect, I don't have much hope for any of the minority listening to us to be able to convince others. If I can't do it, chances are they would not do it. So we're screwed. Literally, we're screwed. We have to wait for these people to grow up. We have to wait for the stars to be aligned. I'm just starting this movement. I'm just one of the leader of the true leader of the new age, which is able to explain the mechanics of the universe and make accurate predictions. So there's too much work for the people that are learning to be able to really help us. So it comes down to it, and this is why I think it's not a good idea for me to ask for help, to ask for donation, because I make absolutely no sense to nobody. It only makes sense to you, to me, and to my students. And that is absolutely a grain of sand in all the beaches in the world. That's what we are.
Here's another thing, too. So a lot of this world, actually most of our world, is built on imagination, fears, greed, and evil, and
correct.
It's all about money by the dubious players,
right.
Yes. So do you feel that a lot of this stuff that we see about the doomsday preppers, for instance, or this world's going to go to nothing because of a certain solar flare or a nuke possibly
mm-hmm.
hitting the world, that we're all going to die. Do you think
that is a real high probability?
It is a real high probability.
It is probably going to happen,
but
yes.
Do you think that they just say a lot of this stuff just to put us on edge and to scare us to death and
no,
to grab our Bibles?
No, what happened is...
if they know so many people are actually so gullible...
Tarana, what happened is, let me explain something. Not only they are not cosmic conscious, they are also totally unaware of the supraconscious in time and space, which is creating the power, which is creating our future.
Right,
so when
are.
When I teach the students that the mm-hmm. future is nothing else than a reincarnation of the thought, the majority, the trillion tons of thoughts every single day that are generated are to reinforce the feeding, the endless feeding of evil. So, you don't have to be a prophet to see where we are going. Okay, this is the sad reality. I thought I could make a difference, but, the fact of the matter is that I am standing in front of a tsunami of ignorance, fear, and stupidity, and 2,000 years of wrong information. So, it is part of my own dragon thing and my career currently to die. And the omens are all over the place. George Norris is kicking me out. My voice is being stopped from the media.
Well, hang on a second. I gotta add this now. You gotta keep in mind, George Norris, he's got a lot going on right now in his sixth house of work and health.
Yeah.
And he's moving along, and he's so busy, and he's got this, and he's got that.
Tarana,
it's not that he doesn't.
He's a good man. No. He loves us, and
yeah.
He emailed us, and he talked to us.
Yeah.
Okay, it is outside of his control. Okay,
yeah.
But I still have to accept the fact and the omens that it was the biggest channel that I could ever have. I was able to talk to millions of people and shock millions of people. Imagine had he invited me 2 weeks before the election, and I would have told him to be ready for a big, huge, shocking energy, and if Obama wins, that means the election would be rigged. He knows me. He knows I would have said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then imagine.
And then it could put us in.
Yeah, and imagine when it happened. Imagine when it does happen. You see what I'm saying? So
wow.
He cannot take a chance with the rest of his unconscious talking head, which have something valuable to give, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to do predictions, they cannot get close to me because I have proven and keep proving and wear proof to the future that I to the people that I understand the mechanics of the universe. So, in reference to this dragon being in my career right now, the omens are coming from all over. Nobody is inviting me anymore to go and speak on UFO conferences. The crowd that I was connecting with are very, very insecure with Dr. Turing because they know I own a gift with the legacy of extraterrestrials, what they left me with. They are not stupid. They read my work. They see my prediction. They are forced to acknowledge I'm well ahead of them.
And you're always right.
Yeah, and that scare the hell out of them. So they don't want me close to anything. They want me dead. They want my career to disappear because I am too much. I'm too much of an opponent. So they have to destroy me. So they all ally together. Okay, they all ally together, and they're destroying my career. But again, I'm not mad. It's an order by the divine. How can I be mad at George? He has helped me like nobody ever did in the past. Not only this, George has endorsed me still publicly and on his radio more than anybody, creating more friction with all the other talking heads. So it is not his fault. What is transpiring is the ultimate order, the celestial order passed by God. Dr. Turing, your career is dead. You have to, hypothetically speaking, die to who you were, the people that you were talking to, the organization that you were part of. All this, all doors will be closed. This is a higher order. I must die like the eagle and rebirth like the phoenix. That is what I know. Nobody's going to take that away from me. This is why I can't be mad. I cannot be upset. And at the same time, I am forced to realize that I'm dealing with 2,000 years of a tsunami of supreme ignorance, and I'm trying to turn everything around. I'm trying to present the true face of God, is cosmic will, is ultimate celestial design, the universal mechanic, and well, well above the normal Joe Sixpack and Sally Sue, which are the 99.0009%, which cannot connect with us.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, honey, go ahead.
If you were to have the chance to speak to the president tonight, right now,
mm-hmm.
or even tomorrow, or any day coming up, what would be the first thing? How would you start the conversation, and what would be one of the most important questions you would ask him?
The president has already read my predictions. He thinks the FBI the way I do. Eating his wife's website nonstop. He's on a website nonstop.
And
he already read my staff.
But what would be one of the, if he actually opened up a little bit and came forth?
He's an Aquarius dragon stale.
Like me.
Yeah. I am an Aquarius, and all my planets are on his stale.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing with, like you, somebody who's Italian Aquarius, or President Obama was Italian Aquarius, you are into what you call the karmic relationships. And karmic relationship can only be the best or the worst. The best is because I have my soulmates, which is backing me up, which is understanding me, which is loving me, respecting me, and is wonderful. And the worst is that regardless how much I try to hit the Homeland Security and all the FBI in my special blacklist to reach the president to ask him to turn around, he will never do. He hates the shit out of me for the prediction that I made. Excuse my French. Because the sad reality is I'm trying so hard to save his life. I'm trying so hard to save the essence of America by asking him to join the dragon set in Leo of America and him to ride his dragon set in Leo and bring this nation and this country to where it was supposed to be and designed by God to be, supervising the entire world. is going completely against this dragon's head. And that is a very, very serious offense to the cosmic code. That is going completely against God's will and the cosmic code jurisdiction. So all we have to do is to wait and see in the future, because the future will always be my utmost faithful witness, we are going to see all those predictions, those nasty predictions taking place.
But in a sense, it's kind of a good thing because you're cleaning out the ugly and you're making it better. As you said, you have to, you know, get rid of those generations in order to make it more...
They are self-cleansing, Tarana.
Self-cleansing,
it's like,
yes.
It's like, you know, in the ghetto with all the drugs and all the guns and all these things. They are self-eliminating. It's like the laws of jungle. The stronger, the smarter, the wiser. We shine for a while, but sooner or later, he will have another lion that's going to come and kill him. So it's like cleansing itself. It's auto-cleansing. Why would you send a family member, which is a cop, in the middle of the dirty street of New York where the mob rules, when they are all armed with guns and have no respect and kill you for a dollar? Why would you send a family member, a civil servant, a cop, right there? What? They are doing it to themselves. That's why guns and drugs are still available in the ghetto. They're cleansing themselves. That's why they don't want to take it out. That's a sad reality, but they're not going to tell you that on television. They're not going to tell you the truth of what's really going on. They can't do that.
No.
No.
Yeah, there's so much going on behind the scenes.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
so many things, you know.
But it's because they know so much and people... It's fortunate for them that those they administer don't think, basically.
No.
So many people...
They are wondering, how can we fix this big mess in our city? The mob.
If you were president, what would be the first thing you would do to fix everything?
I would keep the church... But I will train the priest to be cosmic conscious. No, because that doesn't, I don't eliminate Jesus or God. I just bring the original teaching of Jesus. His ministry was all about introducing humanity to our Father in the heaven, which is the stars. Mm-hmm. So I'm not about destroying and burning every churches.
Yeah.
Or every religious building.
Right.
Okay. You can build as many as you want, but it will be a universal church. The essence of all the wise religion always involve the cosmic codes. That's why the very first words of the Bible, you have those three wise men following a star,
mm-hmm.
depicting that astrology has been at the core. And again, for those listening to this show who don't know, please go to Google
2012 Cosmic Code Activation.
No. Google Dead Sea Scroll,
oh, yes.
Dr. Turing. Anything, as a matter of fact, that you want to find out, write a line, write a word of something, even are you gay, and type Dr. Turing. And then you're going to have thousands of articles that I wrote over the years. But that one specifically involving the Dead Sea Scroll, clearly mentioned some parts of the Dead Sea Scroll that would never become public because they have direct connection with astrology and UFOs. And I'm not saying this for the sake of it. I'm saying this because the top scholars, Zachariah Sitchin, a good friend of mine, before he died, we had long discussion, and he was a scholar that was able to do this type of work, and he gave me the tip. So you'd be amazed. So we have the pictures of the pops being taught astrology by the Vatican Council. So if you can locate this newsletter, again, it's very simple. Dead Sea Scroll and type Dr. Turing on Google. And that thing is going to come up and much more. And then read it. So the first thing I would do if I was the president would be to educate right away the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Re-educate the teachers
and the priests
and the parents, because like I said in my Cosmic Code newsletter, if you take every 8 years old and you teach them meditation and astropsychology, we would get rid of violence in one generation. That's what the Dalai Lama said. Okay, but if you only give them meditation or religion, you're going to make the situation worse because it hasn't worked. You know, the Dalai Lama, every single prophet, every single big guys out there made a name for themselves trying to save the world with love only, never succeeded. You need higher spiritual education, but nothing that promises you hell, nothing that is remotely related to the Torah, to the Bible, to all this archaic, disturbed, arranged, fabricated, man-made, written by the man and the man material. No, you want to deal with the cosmic code, with the universal mind, and you want to start to teach everybody around you. And when you look at it, my school, my universal school, has already started, because when I be 6 feet under, everything that I'm writing today will benefit the generation of the future who will have the UCI, the unique celestial identity, which would be more curious and more sophisticated, more spiritual, to acknowledge the deep message I'm trying to convey.
Mm-hmm. One more thing, Lou. What would you say tonight to somebody who's suffering in the worst shape? They don't even have a dollar to spend on our services or even join the Cosmic Code, but they're so desperate. They want to know. They want to open up, and they're genuine from the heart. What do you say to this person?
Well,
somewhere out there tonight who's listening.
I said, you get what you pay for. You can call a dollar psychic in California and waste your time, because the psychics needs more help than you do. Or you could start to maybe save a few bucks and start from what you can afford. You can afford a mini reading for $10. I offer that opportunity. You can afford to have your forecast every single month for the next 12 months and your transit, your updated personal horoscope by joining the Cosmic Code. You can manage to find $25 somewhere, and you know, give it a shot for the next six months. Try. You need to mean business, okay? And the reality is, there are so many people out there that have an incredible potential. Is that enough? You know, the gold mine is there, but they don't have the map that would lead them to the gold mine.
And what the spirit is, or actually, I rephrase, what magic is the spirit. That's magic.
Well,
magic is the spirit.
You cannot take that away.
In order for you to have it in equal balance.
That's all it is. You know, it's like
Dr.
Demi says, it's impossible to live a successful life if you don't respect your nativity. See, what happened is, you may be going in a direction that your dragon will not endorse. The dragon may be affecting your subconscious and knock out your will, make you feel insane, going crazy, because I been through this nasty dragon in my marriage area, in my subconscious area, and I can guarantee you that it was a miracle for me to keep my sanity. I found myself in the street not knowing who I was, where I was going, what was going on with me. I was in total panic attack. The good news, of course, is that I could not afford medication or psychiatrist to mess me up further, because I'd be dead. I would have committed suicide if that would have been the case. But each time I did suffer this dragon passage in my marriage, producing divorce, or in my subconscious, producing dementia, I know where this dragon is and how it's going to affect you on a personal level. And letting me check this dragon and point you in the right direction is the best spiritual uplifting you could ever get. Not only this, my direction and my predictions will always come true. So I can point out where your Jupiter is, where your dragon's head is. I can give you some very specific month, some specific days all throughout the year if you order your lucky window date, so that you'll be at the right time at the right place if you're looking for a job or looking for love or God knows what. But ultimately, you have to remember to never feed evil, because there was a time where I was asking for Charanya, and in time and space there were a beautiful girl in Dallas, Texas, who was also thinking like me, and the amount of thought, an act of God, made us connect, and there we are. We're married, we're happy, we're making a good living, we have good friends, we have a crazy interesting life, we have dedicated ourselves to the children of the world, so that's why we don't want children. We want to concentrate in helping your children. So this is kind of a form of sacrifice at the same time, but we know better. You know, all I'm trying to do is to avoid all the prophet's vision and all the religious visions that this world is doomed. I might be the only one who has the key on how to turn things around, because I firmly know from the bottom of my soul that God did not put us on this dense physical world to suffocate a desperate end. I know and I trust and I believe in the human genius, in the rebirthing process. While this dragon is neutralizing and killing me and my career, a new Dr. Churi, a new career is ahead. And for the time being, it all makes sense to me. That's why, as I said, I'm no matter nobody, George, nor you or anyone else. Charanya and I, we're going to keep doing what we are doing until the dragon moves into the sign of Aries. That will be in February 2014. And that's when my natal dragon will be conjuncting the universal dragon. And that's where everything will change. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe I win the lottery. And I retire and say goodbye, everybody.
Or maybe I'm going to be the one.
I had enough. God hurt me. I got plenty of money. I don't have to crucify myself anymore. You know, that would never happen, because I go crazy if I don't use my intellectual power. I go insane. I will still do that. But I'm expecting, remember, Aries is ruled by Mars. So I'm expecting some serious confrontation with other power. I'm expecting some wars. That's bad news. As I said, you know, the day we leave this country, maybe you want to do the same. All right. Well, we come at the end of this show. What do you want to say, Charanya?
I just wanted to say that this has been an interesting show tonight. I'm learning more and more every day, and I really hope that you guys are catching on, because it's always been there. And
yeah. As I said, we are now past the time, so I want to thank Don for our engineer to take care of us, and I want to wish every one of you a wonderful night. It's time for Dr. Churi to go and eat something and cuddle with his wife on the sofa watching a bit of TV. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next week. You know the drill.